Welcome back to Talk to Tuesday.
We are here with Mr. Greenbank today
to discuss about how to tolerate others.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. So, what do you think? What do you think tolerance means, first of all, before we talk about it?
Being kind.
What might you have to be kind to someone sort of for? Why would you have to be kind to people?
Because of the mental health.
Yeah. Well, there might be lots of things that's different about them. Yeah. So it's about being kind to people, no matter who they are, where they're from, what they look like, what they've been through, being
mental
tolerant,
health.
And it could be to do with mental health. That's good, because I know you've had assemblies on that this week. But tolerance is about being accepting of others and understanding how and why they're different and not letting it be an issue. And there's ways you can do it subtly, there's ways you can do it sort of openly and blatantly, but unfortunately there's still some people in this world who aren't tolerant. So what are some of the ways you can deal with it?
Walk away from them.
Yeah? Why is that a good idea?
So you don't, grab them physical.
Yeah, so you don't get into conflict with them. That's always good advice. But you can't just keep walking away, can you? At some point you've got to think, well, why is it? What is it about that person that I don't like? And what can I do to understand them? Maybe I can ask them questions. Maybe I can ask them to understand what is different about them. What else can you do?
Show respect.
Definitely.
Ignore them.
You can ignore them. But then think about it. If you were different from someone else, how would it feel to be ignored all the time?
I wouldn't be bothered.
Wouldn't you? No. Some people would. Some people wouldn't like to feel invisible. They'll feel lonely.
Yeah, invisible.
They might feel sad. They might feel isolated. So ignoring them, if it's something that really upsets you, then yeah, it's a good idea. But over time, you've got to try and get on with them. You've got to try and recognise them for who they are, that they're just as good as you. And the big word you mentioned there was respect, and that is treat people how you'd like to be treated.
Be civil.
Be civil, definitely. Be peaceful with your words and your actions. And be, you know, have manners and respect towards anyone, no matter who they are, where they're from. That's a massive one.
Have you ever experienced where you've had to tolerate someone and you might not have wanted to in the past? We obviously don't name names on this podcast, but have you ever had that experience?
Yeah.
Got a bit shy this time round for podcasts. Mm-hmm. This is our very first podcast where we are actually working with students who haven't been the star of the show, could we say so?
Yeah, they've always been sat in the background. So you've seen it happen a long time. You know, you've seen it take place, but this is your first chance to actually say stuff.
But I think we're doing very well at leading it, so well done, guys. How would we say, moving forward, what advice would you give to someone who is talking about the word tolerate and maybe can't tolerate others?
Just respect them for who they are.
And just go for it.
Should we count to them?
Mm-hmm. Think about when I taught you Wonder last year. There's a famous quote in there that says, if you have the right between being right and being kind, if you have the choice between being right and being kind, always choose kind, okay? Because you could be really honest with someone and tell them what you think is the truth, but it might really upset them. The best thing to do is just be kind. If you can ignore maybe a difference, particularly if it's someone like August in Wonder, if it's a physical difference. Remember, people used to call him names because they didn't understand what he'd been through. Then if you can tolerate them. But if it's a tolerance, if it's an intolerance based on prejudice, then that's a whole different thing, and that's what we've got to try and get rid of, and that's what we try and strive to do by teaching you all about the different groups of people in the world and what some people have been through just to get the basic rights.
Thank you for taking your time, Mr. Greenbank. I know this is probably your fourth or fifth podcast now, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
Thank you guys for your first podcast. Any last thoughts or any words of wisdom?
Just be respectful and know what you're saying. Think about what you're saying and just be respectful and kind.
Don't get involved. Mm-hmm. It's not to do with you.
Okay, thank you guys.
Well done. Stephen mentioned mental health at the start. It's World Mental Health Day, 10th of October. So that's something to be really mindful of, because a lot of people with mental health issues are not always obvious by looking at it.
Thank you, Mr. Greenbank. Thanks, guys.